No questions. Agenda item number 12, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2018 second quarter budget report by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Before I get started with the second quarter numbers, I kind of like to revisit our four reserves that the board approved. So back in 2005, there were four reserves that were set up, operating reserves. The working capital reserve, which is basically 90 days of operating and maintenance expense. Contingency reserve, which is unanticipated, unbudgeted, operating and maintenance expense. And your self-insurance fund, which is basically unanticipated losses from casualty losses like workman's comp, things like that, other risk type expenses. And finally, the rate stabilization reserve. What is the purpose of this? It's to address fluctuations in revenue expenses that may occur from year to year. This reserve is a very key element to our rate making, because as you can see, it does pre-fund capital expenditures, but the big thing it does is it minimizes the long-term rate impacts. And when I get into the preliminary 2019 budget, we'll talk a little bit about the five-year forecast and how that has helped us. And then obviously moderates the significant changes in rates from year to year. And I have a slide here that kind of illustrates that. In the use of the rate stabilization reserve in 17, our rates would have been 69 versus 72. In 2018, I used 2.8 million. The rates would have been 82 versus 74. So you're seeing that there's a 13% increase here versus a 3% increase here. So the purpose of this rate stabilization reserve is to normalize these rates. So where does this money come from? Here's the buckets. And to help you out a little bit, our working capital started on September 1st at 77 million. That's what generates these buckets here. And out of that, the rate stabilization reserve, we had 64 million, taking it down to 61. So this is where the rate stabilization reserve comes from. So the proper presentation in the financials is you take it out of the total beginning working capital. This basically is an adjusted type working capital. You add it back to revenue, and that's the 44 million there. Now, this is the way it was approved in the 2017, on July 17, the budget was approved that way. As you can see, we're not going to be using the work stabilization reserve. We've already exceeded the numbers for that. So it served its purpose, and we're good with it. So hopefully this helps explain what rate stabilization reserve does for us. So moving on to the other variances, we had $4.4 million worth of revenue over budget, and that's mainly due to other water sales that we had, including the interruptible water. Expenses were $2.2 million under budget, and that's basically due to timing differences on hiring people this year, and also the Corps of Engineers had lower spendings. The next biggest variance is basically the capital projects. Right now we're sitting at $18 million of variance with a plan to only spend $5 million left. We've talked a little bit about, David's talked a little more about the risk management. In the $18 million, there's two big main pieces. It's Allen's Creek and the Tanner Gates, which we just talked about. That makes up about nine of the $18 million. We've incorporated these expenses that's in the variance into the future budget. So we have the Tanner Gates covered, and we've also covered the $18 million in variance. And this is just how we spent our expenditures through the second quarter. Any questions?
I have a question on the first slide. I was looking at it last night.
Sure.
On an organization our size, when you look at salaries and benefits, just as two categories, are those proportionate to other organizations?
They are. Usually your salaries and benefits makes up a very large portion of your people. With 250 people that have in our organization, that would be a large expense for us.
And as back to your comment earlier about Allen's Creek, so as we continue to grow and, you know, that salary, obviously our revenue is not necessarily going to be increasing a lot, but we could anticipate that pie being larger, correct? You made a comment earlier about, you know, coming back to us later in years coming as we grow, we're going to have more people with Allen's Creek and things like that. I'm just wondering how that's going to affect.
I think you could anticipate salaries going up. You'd also anticipate if we built Allen's Creek having another 100,000 acre feet of revenue to sell. So, yes, sir. The whole pie changes, correct? But being an organization that doesn't make widgets, and we sell a resource that's given to us by the state of Texas to manage, then I mean that's kind of how you can understand that the our number one expense is in salaries and benefits. So,
but you'll see later in the forecast that how we've the system operation permit sales, how that's increased. So will Allen's Creek add to that, along with the headcounts that come from it too.
Okay.